Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Monday, the 25th day of April, 2022. As we talk, some showers and thunderstorms at mid-morning across the Austin area, as predicted. All this as a cold front is pushing down across the area. The front is already southeast of the Austin area proper. We have surface temperatures which have cooled into the 60s and probably going to stay there much of the remainder of the day. So the lift associated with the leading edge of the front has already passed by. So what's creating the lift now with the warmer air, which has now been elevated overhead above the cooler air? Well, that's an upper air disturbance, which we knew was going to be a little slower than the front. So it's going to lag behind the front by about a half day to about a day or so. That'll keep the showers and thunderstorms going in the cooler air down here below, I think, during the day today into tonight. Cloud-to-ground lightning, gusty winds possible with the storms, but I don't expect anything severe. Folks, we have had no rainfall, hardly, over the last month or so, so any rainfall be appreciated. There will not be any flood-related problems as this system passes. I think the rain chances will taper off by tonight, by, I'd say, 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. Clouds will be a little slower to decrease, maybe into the morning hours tomorrow morning. But once we do that, we'll get back to a drier, more stable weather pattern, I think, tomorrow on into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Temperatures also will warm up as this cooler high pressure that's pressing south in the wake of the front moves to the east of the area with a clockwise wind flow around it. That'll allow that southerly to southeasterly wind at the surface to return to the area mid and late week and into the weekend. We'll probably be up close to 88 to 90 for a high by the time we get to the weekend. Another series of cold fronts forecast to approach Texas. Not sure it'll have much success, but those fronts will approach Texas by Saturday and Sunday and move down into the north and northwestern part of the state. Folks, as a result of that, moisture increasing, low-level moisture picking back up again, in addition to some instability. So I'll include a slim chance of a shower or thunderstorm by the time we get to late Saturday night into next Sunday. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts for Austin, for South Central Texas. Keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully we get a little rain today. National Weather Service is suggesting maybe an inch to an inch and a half of rain with showers and thunderstorms. As the upper air disturbance sluggishly moves by later this afternoon into tonight. So keep your fingers crossed for that. Hope you have a good Monday, and we'll talk again tomorrow when I update the website with the latest seven-day forecast as well as my audio weather thoughts again tomorrow morning. Have yourself a good Monday.